This is KYUK News. I'm Johanna Urich. Here's some of the top stories of 2018 in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The main player remains climate change. The year begins with the warmest winter on record. It feels like breakup without the light and much more dangerous. The river is riddled with holes all winter. Volunteers marking the holes run out of reflective tape. New Year's Eve, Mike Casaglioli leaves Bethel on a snow machine with five family members and drives into a marked hole on the river. His family survives, but he does not. Bethel's sled dog races are delayed. The first race takes place in January, and the Cusco 300 turns into two laps over the same ground because of poor trail conditions. Three-peat wins it anyway, becoming four-peat. Here's Pete Kaiser at the finish line.
It was extremely tough, probably one of the toughest, if not toughest, races I've ever done. Just ice and it's slick and it's hard to keep the sled upright.
The next winter is much cooler, and the first local race takes place this month. Summer storms take big chunks out of the coastline and along rivers. Some villages continue to sink as the permafrost melts. In Napakiak, the river's edge closes in on the school.
And when you go out the end of the building over here, you're pretty much at the river right now.
The national assessment shows huge impacts from climate change in rural Alaska. As GCI's tower ices up, disrupting emergency communications, and Bethel's main roads heave. Construction finally begins at Metarvik to provide a new home for Nutok before it erodes away. Quinnahuk, in a race to dig out an ancient home site before it's washed away, opens a repository for one of the world's largest collections of Yupik artifacts.
I think the biggest reason I'm doing this, or we're doing this, is for our future generation.
The other big story last year is Bethel's attempt to cope with fallout from legal alcohol sales. AC, the first to open a liquor store, comes under fire when its license is up for renewal. The city protests the license, and the community turns out to tell its story to the Alcohol Beverage Control Board.
As I look back at that vote in over the last 2 years, seeing the devastation of our people and the hurt of our people, it's made me, I didn't fathom that when I cast that vote. And the location where the AC liquor store is horrible. It truly is in the most poorest part of our community.
AC loses its license, closes, and the number of inebriates in the streets and traveling to nearby villages goes down. In November, the community decides to continue allowing alcohol sales, voting against a local option ban. BNC opens a store selling wine and beer only. That liquor license is later transferred to the Sea Lion Native Corporation, and a marijuana shop decides to open in Bethel. Another big story was the region's effort to improve public safety. Bethel gets a new police chief. Marshall requests a disaster declaration due to absence of law enforcement. And Anna Bill, a village police officer in Mountain Village, desperate for resources to cope with an escalating rate of suicide, invites KYUK into her life. The resulting story raises the issues statewide, and Anna Bill receives an award from the Alaska Federation of Natives.
First of all, I want to say what an honor it is to be here, being presented with the Shirley Dementev Award. I never imagined.
Governor Walker comes to the region to announce a policy giving villagers and tribes information so they'll know if someone they're hiring has a criminal record. The National Transportation Safety Board recommends major changes in rural aviation after a crash on the Quinnahuk-Togiak route. Also this year, the Me Too movement hits the region when Representative Zach Fansler is accused of assaulting a woman and resigns, leading to Tiffany Zolkowski's appointment. She heads to Juneau to represent the region.
This is my day one, so there's a lot to catch up on, and it's a great honor to stand, especially on the shoulders of giants.
Zolkowski wins re-election and will be back working at the legislature in the new year. Donlin Gold gains new federal and state permits to build a huge gold mine upstream from Crooked Creek. Opposition strengthens, and concerns rise about whether it would or even could be safe.
Even though if it's a lifetime job, There's got to be a lot of worries from the day it opens and from the day that it ends. There's something in between will go wrong.
In Fish News, the numbers of commercial chum salmon buyers in the Yukon grows to 3. An escapement on the Kuskokwim River reaches its goal after big sacrifices due to tough conservation measures. Raven cargo employees heist school computers. 1 million air miles are apparently stolen by family clinic director Leticia Gwynn just before she resigns. Chelista sues board member Wayne Don and is sued back. The corporation issues its first dividends to those shareholders born after the 1971 enrollment deadline.
So the number of shareholders we have more than doubled since just a year ago.
Data released this year indicates surrounding villages are growing faster than Bethel. Last but not least, 2 deaths left their mark. John Active, his stories entrance KYUK listeners and viewers from the beginning. And educator Mary Pete. She brought rural views of fish, game, and subsistence to the negotiating table. Later, she led the local campus in providing academic tools to help the region grow and thrive.
There's a far-seeing person. Now, there's a person who cares about every single person in the, not just in Bethel, not just in the region, but worldwide.